Hey, this is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Just 38 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, we're with you until 2 o'clock from now on, every single weekday, 11 to 2. You can hear the whole show and all of our wonderful guests each and every day, 11 to 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday on 103.1, 1310, and 1310kfk.com. And one of those amazing guests, and we're excited to be catching up with Brian. We're still sorting out our details because once camp starts and then the weekly schedule starts, we may have to move some things around. But for now, Brian Howell joining us from Buff Zone, from the Boulder Daily Camera. Brian, my man, always great to catch up with you.
Always great to catch up with you, and yeah, we'll definitely figure it out. We'll be on here weekly.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I love it when you're on, my guy. And there's so much to talk about. Like, okay, Brian, we're hot and heavy on Pac-12 stuff. I mean, we were rocking and rolling. What's going to happen? Are we going to get all of this sorted out by the time the season starts? And maybe most of the Pac-12 is gone, or we're going to have a different kind of version of the Pac-12. But for the last couple of weeks, we've slowed down, haven't we?
Yeah, I think there was that initial thought by everyone, and maybe even including people in the Pac-12, of that scramble effect, right? Of what do we do now? But I think the more time goes on, I think it's been the best thing to be able to just kind of sit back, take in an assessment of what's going on, and then figure out what to do. Because, you know, I think that ultimately it could turn out that the best move is to stick together and then maybe add like a San Diego State and someone else, and we'll see. But, you know, I think that's still to be determined. I think that these schools are making the smart move by, let's assess everything before we start jumping ship.
So, Brian, in your mind, and from, you know, what you've heard and such, do you see any more changes then before the season starts? Or are we going to then essentially put this on ice for now, let the season play out, and then reconvene later in the year, later at the end, you know, come bowl season? Or what do you think, man? Are we putting this on ice for the moment?
I think we are, but I didn't see the big change coming in the first place, so we'll see.
True.
But, you know, in my opinion, it seems like things might be put on ice for a little while, maybe until after the season. You know, I was at Pac-12 Media Day on Friday, and the commissioner talked about, you know, that they're going to open up a lot of negotiation rights. It's going to get hot and heavy, like, after the Big Ten. The Big Ten is done with theirs, and those should be announced here soon. He said that it could take a few months for the Pac-12 to figure all that out. So if these schools are patient through all that, then, yeah, it's going to take, you know, several months, maybe until after the season. But, you know, who knows? I mean, you could get some antsy administrators for some schools and say, you know what, let's get going. And, yeah, maybe the Big Ten comes back and says, hey, we got all this money, you know, and we would like to have Oregon, Washington, those schools. And all of a sudden that just, you know, throws chaos out there once again. So. Yeah, we'll see.
We're talking to Brian Howell. He's our Buffs insider from Buff Zone. And what else did you take from the Pac-12 media days? George Kliavkoff, I think I get it right. I mess it up more often than not. But one of the things he talked about was like, hey, if you have access to a TV of any kind of sort, we want to make sure you get Pac-12 football on your television. I mean, isn't that where we go back to? At the end of the day, we have to make it easy to access your games. We have to be able to find more Pac-12 games throughout the conference, not just the Buffs, but we have to be able to find as many Pac-12 games as possible and as easy as possible.
Yeah, and I think that's the kind of their mission right now is, you know, let's get creative. Let's do some things that maybe haven't been done before. I mean, he was asked, you know, what's the likelihood of there being some non-traditional TV partners, media partners, such as Apple Plus and things like that. He said it's very likely. He said highly likely. So, you know, you could see things like, you know, maybe Pac-12 games are on Hulu or something like that. You know, so I think they're looking at everything and trying to get, you know, the Pac-12 teams out there. And I think the time slot, there's been a lot of talk about the time slot where the Pac-12 can play late at night is a benefit to the conference. And yeah, I think they'll try to capitalize on that. I think there's a lot of different things they're looking at to try to maximize what they can make.
I think that's a great point that you make up too, or you make, because Hulu, I mean, we have all of these options now. I mean, any random person you talk to, they're going to have, maybe they have your basic cable packages or whatnot, but they also have all of these different external outlets where they can watch games, and we're seeing games put everywhere. I mean, I watched a Rockies game on YouTube a couple of months ago. Like, there are opportunities here. Now's the time to get extremely creative and just figure out how can we get more games.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, MLB's been doing that for a couple of years now, and you know, as far as I know, I don't know of any college football that's doing that. But maybe this is the time for the Pac-12 to get that creative. You know, do YouTube, do Apple, Hulu, maybe Netflix. You know, I don't know if Netflix is an option, but you know, Amazon Prime. You know, maybe you get games on there. There can be lots of different ways to do that, and maybe it's a you pay $5 for that particular game rather than just a monthly fee. You know, I think a lot of people are tired of paying some monthly fees, and maybe it's just you pay a few bucks to watch your team play that Saturday. So, you know, I think there's a lot of different creative ways they're looking at to try to make more money, and they really have to do that because they're not going to make the money that the SEC and Big Ten are making just by going with traditional TV partners.
No question about it. You have to think outside the box. And in your mind, Brian, from what you've learned of George Kliavkoff, is he the guy that can do this? I mean, a month ago, I might have just said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the Pac-12 dissolves into something completely different. But the fact that we haven't heard as much over the last 3 weeks, you are hearing the Pac-12 commissioner talk about expanded playoffs and better TV structures and all of that. Is it fair to think maybe this guy can help bring this thing back out of the dumps? We might actually see the Pac-12 exist as it does today.
Yeah, I think so. And the people that have worked with him, you know, I don't know him super well. I don't really know him that well. I've talked to him a couple times. But the people that I know that have worked closely with him, you know, Rick George speaks highly of him. You know, the CEO athletic director. People speak very highly of him that know him and think that he's going to be really good and that, you know, one of the comments I got when this whole thing with USC and UCLA happened was, it's a shame that George Kliavkoff may not be able to show how good he is, but maybe he will be able to. And I think the Pac-12 needs him to be as good as some people say he is.
I'm a big fan of the comeback story, man. And I mean, if he can figure this out, and I mean, I like the Pac-12, but I'll agree. I mean, as far as being accessible, that was problem number one, and we can go into the rest later. But that's I mean, isn't that fair to say, Brian? You break it down at the end of the day, access to the games is issue number one.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, another thing that he brought up the other day that I had never thought of, but I think is a great point, is he said just because we don't have the LA schools there doesn't mean we're not going to play games in Los Angeles. And so they're already thinking clearly they're thinking about throwing some maybe non-conference games at, you know, SoFi Stadium or something like that. Maybe do some, you know, a CU Miami game or something like that. I'm just throwing that out there, you know, at SoFi Stadium, kind of a little showcase event. So maybe it's kind of like they're not done playing in LA just because the LA schools are not there. So they're getting creative. They're doing some things. And this might end up being, you know, pretty decent comeback story.
Yeah, boy, I would be very intrigued by that side of it. Brian, at the end of the day, though, no matter how you want to slice this up, if you're the Buffs specifically, you have to just be thinking, hey, no matter what happens, the time is now. We have to put our best foot forward now. We have to find a way to make this season productive. It all gets started. I mean, we're getting into practice this week. It's August 1st. I love it. It's my favorite, one of my favorite times of year, but at least we're setting it up. How confident are you that Carl Durrell can turn this thing around?
Yeah, you know, I think Carl's good. I think they're so young right now that I'm not sure how good of a season they're going to have this year. I think that he's still battling some things that he had to deal with right from the start, including the pandemic and, you know, and just a lot of things, you know. And so I think he's still trying to build the roster. You know, I'm confident in him that he can be a good football coach and be a guy to take them to bowl games every year if they're bowl games. You know, future looks like, but I think that he can, you know, be that guy. I just think this year could be a tough year.
How patient do you think Rick George and company are going to be with Durrell? I mean, are they of that same mindset where they're looking at it going, hey, we know you've had a weird start to your tenure here with us. You got a young team. You're just trying to get this thing right. Do they believe that he's the long-term plan? I mean, realistically, I mean, they're probably always going to tell you the right things, but just if you're reading between the lines, Brian, and I know you do that, do they believe that Carl Durrell's the long-term plan for this Buffalo's football team?
They've expressed nothing but support for him, you know, on the record, off the record. I think he's really good. Long term, I don't know, but I think that one thing I know about Steve is they didn't want another coaching change right away. And, you know, they really got burned by Mel Tucker, and I think they're going to give Carl Durrell some time. And, you know, I think this year's got to be an absolute disaster for them to move on from Carl after this year. I don't see an absolute disaster coming. So I would guess that he's still here next year. But if they go 3-9, 4-8 this year, and it's the same thing next year, I think it's hard to see him still here in 2024. But I do think that they're going to be patient at least through this year because they want to see it get have some continuity and have it, you know, turn out well. And let's build a program here, not start over again.
I mean, and that's the thing. You have to be careful because you've been through so much turmoil. The Mel Tucker stuff, the COVID stuff. I mean, that Carl Durrell got the latest start of all of these new coaches we talked about are in the area a few years back. So I hope it works out for him. I really do. And Brian, as we progress, I certainly want to start breaking into the quarterback battle with you too. Maybe we'll know a little bit more too. But that is that wide open at this point, or is it Brendan Lewis at this stage?
Yeah, I think it's pretty wide open between Brendan Lewis and J.C. Stroud. I mean, they've thrown a lot of support behind Brendan publicly. I think a part of that is that that's for Brendan's benefit, to let him know, hey, we still believe in you. But I think it is going to be wide open. I think they're going to give J.C. a shot. And I think whoever's better, you know, and they've got other quarterbacks. I'm not saying that nobody else can do it, but I think it is a two-man competition. And I think that whoever's a better quarterback in fall camp is going to be the starter in game one.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it. So everything kind of gets – we're getting into it now. Players checking in and all that stuff this week. So, I mean, we're going to start learning more and more specifically about that quarterback battle, but, you know, what the rest of this team is going to look like as well.
Yeah, for sure. And we talk to the quarterback tomorrow, day one, we get to talk to the quarterback. Apparently the only chance we get all camp to talk to the quarterback. So, you know, I don't know how much we'll learn on day one, but we'll learn how they're feeling going into camp at least. So, but we'll certainly – hear about that quarterback competition throughout August, and you know, we'll see, you know, who's going to be out there when they play TCU in the first game.
I know you had a write-up a couple of days ago about the quarterback position. What are you working on, Brian, that we can check out? I know you're going to be putting together a bunch of preseason stuff for us to check out at Buff Zone.
Yeah, today I'll have a, you know, camp preview. It starts tomorrow, and you know, some kind of some questions to look out for in camp, and players to watch out for in camp, and just kind of previewing the start of camp. And it gets busy now. Summer's over.
Once you turn over into August, I always kind of say once the Broncos start camp, it feels like summer's over. But officially in my mind, August 1st, man, we are going forward. We're going to have football. We're having NFL football this week with the Hall of Fame game. We will have football this month. So I'm with you. Summer is over if you're a football guy.
Yeah, you know, my kids still have a couple of weeks, and it's not over for them. But for me, it's officially over.
It depends on what your clock looks like, right? And I know you, Brian, specifically.
Right.
It's you've turned the calendar. Brian, my friend, appreciate you. I'm looking forward to having you on each and every week. Let's just hope it's a more of a positive year for the Buffs. And who knows what we'll find out with the Pac-12. We may get movement. We may not. But I know you'll be here for it. So we're just appreciative for your time each and every week.
You bet. Anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, my man. There he is. Brian Howell of the CU Buff Zone. George Kliavkoff, I think I've got it, the Pac-12 commissioner. I got to say, I think he provided some hope. Maybe a little hope that the Pac-12 can pull themselves up by the bootstraps and still make this thing work. I don't know. I'm a little more optimistic, but you got outlets. You got tons of opportunities to get on television somehow. As Brian said, Netflix, Hulu, Peacock. I mean, what else am I missing? Now's the time to get creative. It's Hail Mary time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.